Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 516 of the show. We very much appreciate you listening. Thank you for being a friend of ours. Thank you for being in our world. I'm starting to give the email address out again. I mean, I never stopped giving it out, but people were really fucking with me, but it's toned down. Although now I get, and this guy should have been in our old guy contest because young old guy contest, because I'm getting emails from Jim Baker, from Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. This guy's alive. I had no idea this guy was still alive. I thought he died in the '80s. He's still alive. He's selling, get ready for four power pack days of Bible prophecy and end time preparedness at Morningside USA. So thank you for whoever signed me up to the Jim Baker Show emails. I also get the Donald Trump fetish.com. I barely get any emails for the show, and I'm probably missing some because my email is inundated with my Patriot Supply doomsday prepping. So it's very fun. But if you would like to email us, you can do so via the email address mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Additionally, I love it when people call us and leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. We appreciate all your calls. As always, I let you know there is a way you can financially support the show. It's $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes. You get all the bonus content we do every week there. Tons of bonus content from this show. You get the after show, which we record on Friday nights, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast after show from the Stereo app. And then my solo show, Bonus Bri, also appears there. So you get some stuff, but what you really get is the satisfaction of being a supporter of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast, which we appreciate. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
Doing well. I was, after our bracket was formed, my buddy let me know someone that should have been on there. John Clayton, we forgot about him.
Oh, R.I.P.
He looked like shit.
Yeah, that sweet ponytail.
Yeah.
R.I.P. John Clayton, a lovable gentleman from never heard a bad word said about the guy.
But no, he seemed very lovely. He just didn't look good.
He didn't look good, and he wasn't even that old when he died. Also joining us as we are working to do the first round of the young old guy bracket, and we need an odd number of votes. And plus, he's just a delightful guest. Everybody loves him. We are joined now by the great Jason Stewart, co-host of the Bachelor Lifestyle Podcast. Jason, how are you?
Hello, everybody.
Hey Jason.
Hello there.
How are you doing, my friend? It's good to have you.
I see OJ.
Oh.
Yep, he looks scared. Jason, how are things going on? How are things going on the Bachelor Lifestyle Podcast? Give us an update on what's happening in the Bachelor world.
Just to plug the Bachelor a little bit.
This is the tennis pro?
Yeah. Joey.
Yeah, it's the tennis pro that lives at home. He's a delightful kid. He's from actually Philly. A real sweetheart.
But yeah.
He's easy to make fun of.
He doesn't really have the accent. He's not all like Wooter and Higgy and like all that. He seems to have lost his regional diction.
Michelle said he's very, I forget how she phrased it, like emotionally intelligent, like nice to people and stuff.
He kind of is. Yeah. He listens to the girls and he's like, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Thank you for sharing with me. He's much more, he's wise beyond his years in those terms. Right, Jason?
Much more mature than the subjects we've seen in the past. Yeah. Which is kind of bad for the podcast because there just aren't those.
Yeah.
You know, put the foot in the mouth moments. Yeah. There aren't the overt like misogyny and stuff. He really is calculated and he's smart. And
more mature than the farmer who killed somebody.
That's right.
Chris Soules.
Yeah, he was a perfect example of someone who just wasn't bright enough to quite overcome emotional
issues. Mean, it was pretty bright of him to leave the scene of the accident where he murked that dude on a tractor and then go home and then lock the door and not come out until his blood alcohol level was at a decent level. That was that was bright.
He pulled the Chappaquiddick.
Yes. Yeah. He just hung out inside and didn't answer the phone for a while until he needed to come out. Very smart. I have an up. So everybody check that out. The Bachelor Lifestyle. It's coming down to the wire. Jason, we got the Women Tell All this week. I assume we're going to do a show based on that so we can get some Maria and Sydney updates. Correct.
That's the thing. There was a despicable person on this past season.
Jason really hates her.
It wasn't like she was like some harmless villain. Sometimes they even have like an actor play a villain and stuff. But
true.
She is a deceitful, despicable human being, and she didn't quite get her comeuppance when she was kicked off the show.
Yeah,
I need somebody to like rub it in her face and point out how despicable she is on TV.
I think she's more mentally ill, but we can get more on that this week. And I hope everybody will check out The Bachelor Lifestyle with Jason and me. I have a personal update. Challenge.
Oh.
Jason, you familiar with this jam? Does your cochlear implant allow you to hear this?
Brian's looking in the mirror, got that fat face. Pull up his shirt and realizes he got that fat waist. It ain't his fault, he got caught up in that rat race. Sitting around and now he's gotta get up out of that place. So he proposes a challenge to all that's listening. What? It's time to get up and just get a little fitness in.
I'm literally so dancing.
Don't have to be that chubby dad with a heart attack, midlife crisis, tub of shit, out of shape, it's and all of that. 5 hard days. It's 75.
Gotta let it get to this part right here.
It's 75 hard days. It's 75 hard.
Here we go.
Woo! It's 75 hard days. It's 75 hard days.
Listeners of this show.
That is very catchy, by the way.
It's a great song. That's from the great, formerly Brad in New York, now Brad in Florida for tax purposes, is a true genius. And I'm sad to not play the song anymore, but the 75 hard challenge has been completed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We made it through. My dear friend Darvin, the OC, made it through. And Super Lee, Ben 906, Nurse Laura, others, plenty of others, battled the full 75 days. We made it through. And I'll just tell you this. Yesterday was my first non-75 hard day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would celebrate. I thought I should celebrate by going to a bar and having some adult beverages.
Yeah.
So I had a total of 5 beers yesterday.
Wow.
Then I proceeded to have one of the worst night's sleep of my life and felt like I was dying all day today. I for the past 75 days,
was your system just not overloaded with carbs and all that crap?
So good. I just wasn't ready for that. For the past 75 days, I've been hopping out of bed. I've been like popping up and like shadow boxing and just like, let's go. And this morning I could barely get out of bed. I was dragging ass all day. I felt like complete shit. I was craving a bagel. I haven't had a bagel in 6 months. And it all went off the rails. So I'm not back on 75. I'm not starting a new 75 hard, but I'm definitely much more aware of my intake based on on what happened with 75 hard. We started last week. Ed broke down the brackets. We have a ladies bracket.
Can I tell a joke to Ed?
Sure.
Since he never listens to our Bachelor podcast, I figure I could sell it to him. And then the listeners that don't listen to the Bachelor podcast will be able to hear this for the first time.
I love it.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about 75 hard. You know, Brian always talks about 75 hard. He's got a song about it and stuff.
Yep.
I started some new medication 3 months ago, and I've been doing 75 limp.
Oh, nice. Good stuff.
You should it. You should dial that in, Jason. You should be like, I started some new medication about 2.5 months ago. Is that what you said?
I said about 3 months. So yeah, you're giving me notes on my joke.
Yeah, it could be tighter.
He's helping you punch it up.
It could be tighter, Jason. It's still a great joke.
It's a great joke.
I loved it the first time I heard it. I'm glad we got to share it again.
It's good stuff.
Okay, so it's the first round. We got Jason here. Jason, look, there's a lot of stuff he hasn't heard of, shockingly, for a 51-year-old man.
These are pretty mainstream in the women's bracket. We start the women first.
Yeah, we'll do the women's bracket, and we'll warm Jason up, and then hopefully Jason hangs out for the rest of the show, and we'll do all the regular stuff that we normally do. But let's kick it off. We don't have a song. Let's kick it off, Ed, with the young old guy and lady bracket.
Okay, for the women, the one seed, Angela Lansbury, who was 36 as Elvis's mom in Blue Hawaii, or 59 season one of Murder, She Wrote. Yep. She's going against Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days, Marion Ross, who was 45.
I thought Mrs. C was like in her, you know, early 60s.
Yeah, like I thought she was an attractive 60-year-old lady.
Yeah. But that said, Angela Lansbury was basically Elvis's age. She was like 7 years older than Elvis and playing his mother. I got to go with the chalk here. I like Angela Lansbury. Ed?
Agreed.
Also, Angela Lansbury. Looks like she's moving on. Jason Stewart?
I'm just shocked that Mrs. C was in her 40s.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is crazy.
And a lot of the stuff, I don't know.
Tough matchup for her.
I have no idea who's in the field, but how much of the factor in this entire thing were people that came up like pre or during baby boomers and everyone in the world smoked and everyone just looked older?
I think the smoking is a massive part of the aging.
Yeah. Take, for instance, Jim Leland, who we'll hear from later.
Well, so Angela Lansbury will be facing the winner of the 8-9 matchup, 8 seed Rhea Perlman, who was 34 as Carla on Cheers, versus Mrs. Howell on Gilligan's Island. Lovey Howell was 64 years old.
Jason, let's let you go first on this one. Are you familiar with both of these people?
You're telling me that Danny DeVito's wife?
Yeah.
Ex-wife?
Yeah.
She was in her 30s on Cheers.
That's right.
She was 34 when Cheers started.
Holy shit. That's right. I got to go with that.
Rhea Perlman. Ed Daly.
I'm going Lovey Howell. I thought for sure she was in her late 70s.
I agree. I will only say that in the 60s, living into your 60s was a miracle in itself. So I'm going to go with Rhea Perlman, who I thought was, you know, about to have grandkids. And she was in her early 30s. I say Rhea Perlman moves on here.
Okay, Carla. So she wins.
Yep.
5 seed, Nancy Marchand, Olivia Soprano, Tony's mom. She was 70 as she was dying on that show. Versus the 90210 mom, Carol Potter, playing Cindy Walsh. She was 42 years old.
Ed, you're the 90210 expert. Why don't you go first here?
Cindy Walsh is jarring.
Jarring.
But 70 years old is not like ancient.
No.
I don't know. I think I'm going Olivia Soprano. I think she just, it's the fact that she was like, they were propping her up to stay alive on that show, and she was dead within a year. Yeah. I'm going with Olivia Soprano.
Yeah, this is a tough one because she looked real old. Like, you thought she was in her late 80s at the time. But that said, the Brandon, the Walsh parents, And I know they're supposed to be from Minnesota, and she had that old lady hairstyle and the old lady clothes. But, I mean, 42 is infancy. Like, it's crazy to think. I thought she was in her mid-60s. I'm going to go Carol Potter here for my vote. Jason Stewart, you're the deciding vote here.
Okay, so maybe three categories in. I should have asked this the first category. Are we voting on the person that looks the youngest, looks the oldest, or looks more the age that
you're looks saying? The oldest?
The oldest
for the age we're judging them on.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then I mean the mom from Soprano and.
We're not saying who looks older, a 42-year-old or a 70-year-old. Does Livia Soprano look terrible, more terrible for a 70-year-old, or does Carol Potter look more terrible for a 42-year-old?
That's what I think. Well, okay, so yes. The mom on Soprano, for those who haven't seen the series, and trust me, there are people that haven't seen the series.
It's crazy.
She died in real life. And then they had to like superimpose her.
So they used like CGI to get her through some scenes.
Yep.
In case people are thinking that the character died, but no, she actually died.
Both.
And I can't believe she's only 70. So I need to go with her.
Livia Soprano moves on. Still not, even though the CGI-ing was in its infancy back then, still not nearly as jarring as when they kept Princess Leia alive in those most recent Star Wars movies, where she's in death doing the Force from the sky.
She's floating through space.
She's floating through space, talking to no one, making eye contact with no one. It's like, why did we continue this? How about a rewrite? How about we do it without Leia? Is it possible?
Or just have her die.
Just have her die!
People die in those movies.
Have somebody else learn the Force. Get the fuck out of here with the Force.
Yeah. Four seed, Vivian Vance, otherwise known as Ethel Mertz on I Love Lucy.
Oh, Jason.
Oh, wow.
She was 42 years old.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Versus 13 seed, Bea Arthur, was 63 on the Golden Girls.
See, this is tough because Bea Arthur is a quintessential old looking young person because she was on a show. She was on a show called Maude. And boy, were we starved for entertainment back in the day because it was considered.
The funniest subplot was her getting an abortion.
Yes, it was considered high comedy, this show, Maude. And she looked old as fuck when she was Maude. And, you know, it was a running joke. But Ethel Mertz,
42
years old. I was stunned that the Ricardos would have such old friends. I was like, what could they possibly have in common with this much older couple? I'm taking Ethel here. I like Ethel. Jay Stu.
I think Ethel in a runaway, and it's also complicated by her on scene relationship as Fred. The whole joke was that a guy looking like Fred would never be with a guy looking like Ethel. Like she's pretty hot. I thought she was a lot older. Yeah. I thought she was a lot younger, but she's hot. And then Fred is a great subject for this bracket as well. Am I already giving away something else? No, Fred, is he the old guy?
We'll get to him.
Ethel was considered hot.
What?
Really?
Compared to Fred.
Yes. I think he's doing well for himself in that relationship. Yeah. But I wouldn't have said she's hot.
Yes.
Also, I know that guy loved the sauce and she hated working with him.
Oh, yeah, because he probably had that whiskey breath all the time.
Yep.
Whiskey and Pall Malls.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's probably squeezy. Okay. So Ethel moves on. Ed, any more thoughts there?
Ethel moves on.
Okay.
Sixth seed, Margaret Hamilton. She was the Wicked Witch of the West in Wizard of Oz. She was 37 years old. Going against 11 seed, Estelle Getty, 62 years old on Golden Girls.
Younger than the woman that played her daughter.
Now,
yes.
People would point out at the time, I remember, they'd be like, yeah, but she's just wearing that older lady wig. Wow. And it's like, she looked really old, too.
Yeah. And, you know, they had the gay made guy on the pilot episode. And then everyone, they tested the shows and everybody liked this Estelle Getty so much that they just gave all his one-liners to her and fired his ass from the show. I bet he hates her fucking guts.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jay Stu, who do you like here? Estelle Getty or who's the other one?
I had to fact check.
I should write this down.
Margaret Hamilton, because I've seen that. I've seen Wizard of Oz 900 times. She was born in 1902. That's incredible.
Yeah. She's wearing a lot of makeup.
But she looked older than 37 because she plays just the mean old lady before the tornado.
Fair. That's true. That's a good point. I forgot about that.
That's a good point because you could say that the witch makeup may have made her look older, but she played a regular person.
Yep.
That one gets my vote. Margaret Hamilton.
Okay. Jason or Ed?
I think Margaret Hamilton looks pretty bad for 37, but Estelle Getty, 62, you're not supposed to look that old.
I got to agree. I'll cast a deciding vote here. Estelle Getty moves on. It's just jarring. 62, like George Clooney is 63, I think. And I know he's not the best example.
Christy Brinkley's probably 62.
Yeah, the lady from The Golden Bachelor that fucked Prince is like 67. Like, and she's still out there, you know, trying to get laid on TV. Like, I realize it's a different time, but that's kind of the point of this contest. Estelle Getty moves on.
Three seed, Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. The actress Alice Nunn was 57 years old. And 14 seed, Betty White, 63 years old, Golden Girls.
It's you, Ed. You get.
I'm going Large Marge. And the tombstone says she's 37, which makes no sense. But even at 57, that was an old lady driving that semi. Yes.
Who remind me who she's going up against?
Betty White, Golden Girls, 63.
I would say Betty White probably looked her age. Look. We're all kind of glad Betty White's dead now, right? Like, it was a lot. We were getting a lot of Betty White.
She was fun enough.
She was delightful. Great talk show guest, all that. But it was a lot. There was a lot of Betty White down the stretch. I'm going to go with Large Marge here. Jason, you have any thoughts before we move on?
I think you're right. I think she was getting a lot of credit for being so exuberant at her.
Yeah, for staying alive.
Yeah.
Large Marge looks at least 20 years beyond.
Totally.
Yeah.
Got to agree with that.
We got the 7-10 matchup. 7 seed, Maybelle King, Ma on What's Happening. She was 43 years old versus our last Golden Girl. 10 seed, Rue McClanahan was 53.
I think it's to me, Ma on What's Happening, it's... I mean, for people that aren't familiar with the show,
morbidly obese lady.
Yeah. And it's kind of tough to tell someone's age when they're carrying two extra people around on their body. So, yes, she's pretty old. Who's the other one? Ma versus
the whore, Blanche.
She's in her 50s. Jay Stu's in his 50s. You know, like, come on, get the fuck out of here. 53 years old. She lived in an old folks home. Give me Rue McClanahan all day.
Jason?
I think I have to go with Brian on this.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with Brian as well.
Rue McClanahan.
Finally, we got the 2-15 matchup. The 2 seed, Gene Stapleton, 47 years old, Edith Bunker and All in the Family.
Unreal.
15 seed, Esther Rolle, 53 years old, as Florida Evans on Good Times.
Two TV iconic TV mothers. I'll be honest, I see all these clips from All in the Family, and when I was a kid, this show used to really bum me out. Like, it's their house was such a bummer.
They're struggling with bills. It was tough.
He sat in that stupid chair all the time and bitched. I did not like this show. Now I look back and I see the clips, and it was actually kind of hilarious. Jay Stu, who do you like here? Do you like Florida Evans, iconic Mrs. Evans, or... what's her name? Archie Bunker's wife, Edith.
Gene Stapleton.
Yep.
And this is why. If you grew up in the 70s, I think all of us Caucasians that grew up in the 70s thought Gene Stapleton looked like one of our grandmothers, if not great grandmothers. Like,
yeah,
she just looked like a very relatable white grandmother. So yep. What did you say she was? 40 something?
47. So all three of us are older than she is.
Come on.
I mean, we're talking at least 65.
I think. I agree. Ed?
Edith Bunker in a walk.
Yeah, I think so too. She could win the whole thing.
Edith How old Bunker. Was Archie?
Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. We're on to the men. We are in the sports bracket. The one seed, Greg Oden, was 19 years old in the 07 draft. Versus 16 seed Sam Cassell, who is 25 on the 94 Rockets.
Ed, you can go ahead and fire us off here. I feel like
Greg Oden, his body betrayed him like an old man. Yeah. His looks betrayed him much sooner when he was playing for Ohio State in the national championship game.
I mean,
he did not look like a 19-year-old.
We got to state it every time. He was a teenager. This man was a teenager.
One and done guy for Ohio State.
Yes. He was a teen. The dude looked like he should have already been long retired from the NBA before he was even drafted. You got to go with Greg Oden here. Jay Stu, I'm sure you agree.
I was just thinking the other day that DeAndre Ayton is a modern day. He's got Greg Oden disease.
He does, but he still now doesn't look as old as Greg Oden did as a rookie.
I mean, Oden was that was bad. And who's Oden going up against?
It's Sam Cassell.
So Sam Cassell is not. I didn't think he was as old looking as he was just dreadfully ugly.
Well, yeah, otherworldly, definitely.
So if this is the most ugly bracket,
he looks like he looks.
Cassell probably wins.
He looks
with Otis Nixon.
He looks like
the Braves in the '80s.
Sam Cassell looks like ET when ET had like been away from his planet too long. And like he was prematurely aging
and the like dead flower next to him.
Yeah. Yeah. When he had that, when they had, what's that disease where you get older? I'll remember it later, but remember you turn on an episode of That's Incredible or something. And they'd be like, hey, look at this kid. He's 9 years old and he looks 87 years old. Yeah. Progeria. Yeah. He looks, Sam Cassell looks like ET with progeria. Okay.
All right, Oden will be going against the 8-9 matchup. Tom Kelly, the manager of the 87 Twins. He was either 36 or 37 during that season. Going against Al Iafredi, who's only 57 today.
Oh, I got to lead off here, and this is so tough. Because Tom Kelly, yes, and the 1980s, when everybody wore serial killer glasses, that kind of does sort of age someone. Also, he was real pasty, but he had white hair. The guy was in his 30s. This is just unbelievable. Who's the other one?
Al Iafredi, who's 57 today. So in NHL 94, that was 30 years ago.
You got to go with Al Iafredi here because I thought he was 57. I thought he was like playing out the string like Lanny McDonald. Like he was just, they were just like happy to have him around still. And he was like in his rookie season. Al Iafredi is only 57 years old right now. That's crazy. I like Al Iafredi there. Jason?
I'm looking at his hair
yes.
when he played. If he was in his 20s or 30s.
He was in his 20s yes. when, like, in the heyday of Al Iafredi. He was in his 20s.
Yeah.
He's got that hair that has some on top and then none in the back. And then he had a mullet.
Yeah.
He had, like,
skullet.
He had a horrible. Yeah. I got to go Iafredi.
Al Iafredi.
So he advances. Okay. I don't even know. It's
a impossible. Tough one. That was a tough game.
Here's a tough one. Well, maybe not so tough. 5 seed, Otis Nixon. Today, he's 65 years old.
Jesus.
So in the mid-80s, when he was on those Atlanta Braves baseball cards, he was in his 20s. Yeah. He's going against the 12 seed Hulk Hogan, who in Rocky III was 28 years old.
Jason, it's to you. I will add the caveat, and I don't know if this helps or hurts Otis Nixon, but I believe he was badly addicted to crack cocaine throughout his career.
I believe you're correct.
Yes.
Had to be.
Yes. So Jason, Otis Nixon versus Hulk Hogan. Who do you have as the older looking young guy?
And not even knowing that Otis was in this bracket, I mentioned him earlier because not only is he does he look really old, but he's really ugly too.
Yeah, he really is.
So he
well, if we're going ugly, yeah. Willie McGee would have been on this list.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
With the two Otis double Nixon, ear.
That's flap. An all timer, man. I love that.
Yeah. Ed?
I'm going Otis Nixon.
Yeah.
Although 28 in Rocky III, that's absurd.
It's tough because that's when you're first introduced. I think most of us had never heard of Hulk Hogan to that point. He shows up as Thunderlips in the opening scene of Rocky III, and he's really putting a hurt on little 5'2 Rocky, throwing him around. I mean, Rocky's a heavyweight champion of the world. I don't know why he's so tiny, but he gets tossed all over the place. And you're thinking, well, I mean, this guy's a 49-year-old dude, maybe in his early 50s. You know, you're not thinking this is a dude. This is a young buck in his 20s. And so had he not come up against Otis Nixon, I feel like Hulk Hogan could have made a run here. But alas,
it's a game of matchups.
Yeah, Otis Nixon is one of the oldest looking young guys of all time.
We got the four seed. Oh, go ahead, Jason.
Say this. As soon as you said Hulk Hogan, I think about his sex tape.
Oh yeah,
and white wipe from the internet.
Yeah,
when he was
he's banging Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
Heather Clem, Bubba the Love Sponge. He might like look old. His profile might look older than he is, but down there he's very young. Like he was very spry.
You're reviewing Hulk Hogan's cock on my podcast, Jason. Ed and I try to keep it on
the listeners. If they
we're usually try to not talk about penises on the show.
Also, let it be known, or let me just point out here: there's a great many things that need to be explained to Jason Stewart, yet he's easily able to pull out Bubba the Love Sponge's wife's entire government name. Just no problem. Heather Clem? We're talking Heather Clem over here?
Never saw Magnum P.I.
Yes.
That's the name of Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Very, very impressive.
We got a four seed, Chris Berman. NFL primetime heyday of the 1990s. He was in his mid-30s. Versus 13 seed Jacoby Brissett, who's 31 today.
Okay, Ed, this one's yours. Who do you like?
I'm going with Berman.
Yeah,
all old and round and red looking. And you're telling me he was like 34 when we were watching that show?
That's crazy.
33.
I gotta look up. Look, this is a Hail Mary play because I know Jacoby Brissett looks real old, but I haven't taken in his visage in a while. Obviously, I like Berman here, but let me see if I can be. Man,
he really looks old for a 31-year-old.
He does look old. He look 31. Wow, he looks very much older than that, but still Berman.
He looks the iconic age of Doug Williams today.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, they look like they could have been fraternity brothers. Still, it's got to be Berman. He's one of the all-time old-looking young guys. Jason, do you agree?
I do, but the Jacoby Brissett is really good. He also was not born lucky. That hair, the hair makes it look even worse.
Yeah, that's true. He needs a makeover.
Everyone raved about him being a hell of a teammate, so at least he's a nice guy.
Good guy.
Sure. Six seed. Nikola Jokic today is 29 years old versus the 11 seed Charlie Steiner, who's 74 today. So when he was hosting SportsCenter in 1990, you mean to tell me that guy was 30 years old?
Wow. Wow. That is actually crazy. Jokic could be, there could be some Albert Pujols shenanigans afoot. You know, he's from a wild place. You know, they play it fast and loose with the birth documents there. Charlie Steiner, it stuns me. I thought he was 71 years old in 1992. He's only 74 now.
Famous clip of him like losing his shit. He just can't stop laughing. That guy was 30.
Yeah, that guy was innocent. That's just wild to me. Now I want to go Jokic because he's much more well known at this point, but I just can't do it. I got to go Charlie Steiner as my pick. Jason,
again, we're building out the ugliest bracket: Cassell, Nixon, and Jokic.
Well, Cassell lost.
Well, but I'm just saying the separate bracket.
Oh, gotcha.
Cassell, yeah. No, but Charlie Sinner's got a personal thing for me. First of all, yeah, he looked ancient 20, 30 years ago, but yeah. I have had to suffer through his radio broadcasts in recent years. And here's he's got one fatal flaw.
Oh, he's got several. Sight.
He lost his ability to see well.
What?
A long time ago. Yeah. And that's a very crucial aspect of radio baseball broadcast.
That is interesting, Jason, because much more glaring than the fact that he nearly never tells you what the score or the count or how many outs there are.
For a radio guy.
For a radio broadcast, which you just need to be, all you got to do is just keep saying that shit over and over again. You just keep saying those things because that's, you're just tuning in for a second to hear what's going on. He'll do this. And he'll be like.
There'll be calls when you have no idea what's going on. He's not describing the calls. Yeah. And then things will just end abruptly. It'll be like zero outs.
Yeah.
First and second. And then it'll be like line drive.
Yes.
Oh, Max Muncy.
Yeah.
That's three outs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, there was just zero outs. What happened, Charlie?
He'll be like, there's a drive. This one could be deep. Oh, the second baseman's under it. It's like, bro, watch the fielder. Like, how is he's always like way too excited about things, but mostly he doesn't tell you what the score of the game is, which is pretty annoying. Right. And he looks old as fuck. So is that you? Have you voted for Charlie Steiner, Jason?
Yeah, it's Charlie.
Wow.
Yeah. I chose Steiner. I don't, you know, I just remember him from the SportsCenter days and he definitely didn't look like a guy who was 30.
That's actually crazy.
3 seed Jim Leland on the 92 Pirates that lost to Sid Bream. He was 48 years old versus a man who just recently had a mugshot taken, 14 seed Pat Mahomes Sr., 53 years old today.
I would encourage people to Google Pat Mahomes Sr.'s mugshot because it is, I mean, this seems like an easy romp, but this might be a closer game than you're thinking.
Yeah. I think Mahomes keeps it a game for like at least a half.
Yep. But you're going Leland. Yeah, unfortunately, again, had Patrick Mahomes' mugshot come out maybe, you know, 6 months ago and we had some more time with it, could have become iconic. Unfortunately, Jim Leland, I mean, when he was a manager on the Pirates, I thought he was like pretty close to retirement. I thought he was, you know, in his 70s and the man was in his 40s. It's crazy. You got to go with Jim Leland. He's one of the oldest looking young
Jason,
guys.
Jason asked earlier, I wondered aloud how much cigarettes played a role.
Yeah.
Well, we know played a huge role in his look.
Yeah, he was smoking in the dugout. Jason, I'm sure you agree. Jim Leland?
No doubt.
Okay.
In the mid-80s, we all knew this guy. Even if you didn't watch wrestling like me, I really never watched. I knew Mean Gene Okerlund.
Of course.
He was in his early 40s in the mid-80s.
Come on.
He's going against the newly minted Texas A&M coach, Mike Elko, who's 46 today.
Damn it.
I encourage anyone to look up Mike Elko.
This is fucking bullshit because Mean Gene is just a classic old looking young guy. The fact that he was in his early 40s is just, just comes as a complete shock to anyone that was alive at that time. That said, Mike Elko is around the same age now that we all remember Mean Gene being, and Mike Elko as a mid-40s guy, I hate looks to like do shit. It, he looks much older than Mean Gene looked at in his 40s. So as much as I want to vote for Mean Gene, who is an icon, Mike Elko looks much older than Mean Gene, and I got to do right by him that way. He moves on, in my opinion, Mike Elko, Jason Stewart.
Yeah, I think I'm going for name value on this one because I think I don't know anything about wrestling, but I remember that was always a thing, how the guy on the broadcast was much younger than he looked.
Yeah.
So I remember that about wrestling. And the Mike Elko thing, though I'm Googling – and looking at pictures, that's a great one for the contest.
Yeah.
It's tough. He's deserving of his seed.
Yep.
But I have to put Mean Gene
Ed Daly. It comes down to you to cast the deciding vote. Well, they're a tough matchup.
Hearing your argument, Brian, you swayed me. Yeah. Because I was thinking it for sure Mean Gene so wins this.
So was I.
But you do think if he's the same age as Mean Gene from the 80s, he looks worse.
He looks worse. He looks much, much worse.
I'm going Elko.
He looks unhealthy. He looks 79 years old. It's just, you got to pick Elko.
Our final matchup from the sports bracket, the two seed, Sparky Anderson, who managed the 84 Tigers at the ripe old age of 50. Going against 15 seed Terry Bradshaw, who was 27 on the 75 Steelers. He's 75 today.
Jason Stewart, this one's yours to cast the first vote on. Another tough one.
I started thinking about Sparky Anderson when we were thinking about Jim Whelan.
Yeah.
And I had no – I wondered how old Sparky was. Yeah. And you're saying on that 84 Tigers team, the one at all, he was 50?
50.
50 years old.
Big Red Machine. That was a guy in his 30s.
Well, I need – I definitely go Sparky Anderson. Yeah. Another smoking thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ed Daly?
Sparky.
Yeah, I got to agree. It's as old as Terry Bradshaw looked coming out of Louisiana Tech. I mean, this Sparky Anderson, hey, maybe throw on some bullfrog at some point. Like hit that skin, just like maybe get one of those big, like a bigger hat that just shades your face because of the wrinkles, buddy. You look old as fuck. So, yeah.
Sparky craggy Anderson. Looking old man.
Yeah, white hair, old.
We are in the sitcom bracket. The one seed, the man Jason has been thinking about, Fred Mertz, I Love Lucy. He was 64 years old.
Yeah.
Going against 16 seed John Goodman, who was 36 when Roseanne started, or 46 in Lebowski.
Ed Daly, your pick.
Got to go Fred Mertz. That man looked, even in 1950s standards, like he looked to be in his late 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't disagree with you in any way. But I'm kind of playing the I thought he was 80 years old. I didn't know why they had a friend who was 80 years old. That said, I'm kind of playing the lovey game here, in the sense that in the 60s or 50s in this case, 65 was basically 100 years old. The fact that this guy lived to 64 was, he might have been the oldest man on the planet at the time. John Goodman, I know he's leaned out quite a bit over the years, but there's a, you know how they always do those things where they're like before they were stars and they show a Levi's, he was in a Levi's commercial before he got famous.
Yeah.
He looks 49 years old, and he was
He was the coach in
Revenge of the Nerds. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He was in his 30s.
He was in his early 30s and early. He looked like he was in his late 50s. I'm going to go
picking the 16 seed.
I'm going Goodman. I like Goodman for the upset over Fred Mertz. I feel like it's all going to be in vain cuz the pick is to Jason Stewart to decide.
So just to clarify, John Goodman's still with us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
It's a miracle he's still
with us. I think he cut the booze and lost a lot of weight.
He was one of those guys that was drinking like 24 Budweisers a day.
I think, there was a story of when he hosted SNL one week. Yeah. You know, like the number of buds he went through were crazy.
Yeah.
There are those people that that just lose weight and you didn't really know they had a lot of weight. And then there are people that lose a lot of weight and know they look like they lost 400 pounds. Yeah. And that's John Goodman.
Yeah.
But I think I need to pick my guy, Fred.
Of course.
I Love Lucy's one of my top shows. And Fred, and this proves my point that I made earlier. Maybe you guys didn't think Ethel was hot, but compared to Fred, and now we know that he was what? 65 when
64.
What
a score with Ethel.
Jason's a little too horny for Ethel Merck. It's uncomfortable.
I think we know what's going to happen when the show ends. I'm going Mertz, but you make some compelling points, Brian. But I gotta go Mertz.
I understand.
Well, the eighth seed, we got Jim Backus, Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island. Jason, care to guess how old he was?
Let's see. Thurston Howell the third on that show had to be 66.
Okay. He was 51 years old. He's going against the 9 seed Alan Hale, skipper on Gilligan's Island, who was 43 years old.
A Gilligan's Island matchup. Jason, tough one. Who do you like here?
Oh, no. Without a question, it's Thurston Howell on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going Thurston. But Skipper didn't look good for 43.
I mean, they looked roughly the same age. Crazy. I mean, he's in his early 40s. The man looked 79 years old. I'm stunned that he still had his captain's license at that age.
So is it a sweep for Backus? Yeah, or are you?
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Backus. Yeah. 5'12 matchup. 5 seed John Ratzenberger. Cliff Clavin on Cheers was 35 years old versus the 12 seed Ted Knight, who was 46 on the Mary Tyler Moore Show or 56 in Caddyshack.
Ed, your pick.
I didn't think I was going to pick against Cliff, but just thinking of the amount of times I've seen Caddyshack.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that's a 56-year-old man.
No, no. That is, I mean, I agree. It's stunning that Cliff Clavin was only 35, but Ted Knight, who was a genius comic actor, also is one of the all-time classic old-looking young guys. And I got to go Ted Knight here. Jason Stewart.
Is it Jim J. Bullock who
played yes. Monroe? Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the sitcom? Ted Knight?
Too close for comfort.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he had those two Randy daughters.
Oh yeah.
I have to go with Ted Knight on this one.
Classic.
Love Ted Knight. But
okay. He I love the movie Caddyshack. He's the best part. I know Rodney Dangerfield and Bill Murray, everybody. Yeah. I think Ted Knight's the funniest part of that movie.
Oh, yeah. He's fantastic.
4 seed.
Another coach, guy, by the way, who was a victim of the no sunscreen.
Oh, yeah. 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 He's very tan.
4 seed coach from Cheers, 58 years old, versus 13 seed Christopher Lloyd, 39 years old, as Reverend Jim in Taxi. And like in his 40s, I don't know, mid to late 40s as Doc Brown.
Yeah, this is a tough one. But I got to go coach because not only was he too young, I mean, he looked late 70s. He was playing an old man. And then
he was also dying and forgetting his lines.
Yes,
and shit.
Yes. He had the decency to die like the old man we thought he was. I'm going coach here. Jason?
Christopher Lloyd is one of those people that like, when you see him nowadays, you're like, how could that guy still be alive?
Yeah.
Like, isn't he 128?
Yeah.
So judging by just that barometer, I have to go with Christopher Lloyd. I'm shocked that he was only in his 30s.
Fair.
This is a toss-up for me, but the fact that Coach was dying and like I think he lasted 2 seasons and then Woody was on the 3rd season. Yep. They had to like write his lines on the bar for season 2. He was in bad shape, so I'm going with Coach.
Yeah, Coach.
Moves on. 6 seed, Jason Alexander. He was 30 years old when he played George Costanza versus 33-0 versus the 11 seed Conrad Bain. Mr. Drummond from Different Strokes was 55 years old.
Ed, who do you like here?
I can't believe I'm saying this. To not pick George Costanza, but Mr. D, I thought for sure he was like coming into his 70s.
Yeah. Man, this is tough. It's because you're right. Conrad Bain, who was he a song and dance man? Is he confirmed bachelor?
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah,
it seems like he could have been. I mean, I thought he was old enough to be the Arnold and Willis's grandpa. Like this, I thought he was in his 70s easily. Wait, who's he going up against?
George Costanza.
But the fact is, George Costanza, 30 years old. That's one. What's one birthday removed from his fucking 20s? 30 years old? I got to go Costanza here. Jason Stewart.
Jason.
I'm definitely going Jason Alexander on this. Yeah. I can't believe he was 30. And I will say this. you saying Mr. Drummond made me think of our episode where we talked about the Bicycle Man.
Oh yeah.
A very special different strokes. And I wonder how old the Bicycle Man was when he played that character.
Gordon Jump,
Mr. Carlson. I bet he wants that one back. You know, it's like how they say you never play a wife beater, because then you're just gonna, people always see you as that. I mean, he was a child molester. The rest of his life.
Gordon Jump in that episode was 50 years old.
Wow. Fucking 80s were brutal. Brutal time.
Brutal. Yeah.
R.I.P. Okay. By the way, Gordon Jump.
R.I.P. Yeah, three seed. Three seed, probably too low a seed for him. Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker, 46 years old, going against 14 seed Gabe Kaplan, who is 45 years old. And welcome back, Cotter.
I mean, is it my turn? I think it is. This is an easy one for me because, while yes, they both look very old, they were about.
One had a hot wife.
Very. But they were about, they're about the same age in the time that we remember them, in which case it's so easy. Carol O'Connor looked like he was in his late 70s. I got to go Archie Bunker here. Jason Stewart.
It's shocking that if I'm doing the math right, I think you said that Gene Stapleton was older.
Yes.
By a year.
Yes. Yeah.
I assumed Archie Bunker was a good 20 years beyond his wife, and she looked old.
Yeah.
So this is a no brainer.
Yep.
Seven seed, Red Fox. He was 49 when Sanford and Son began. Going against the 10 seed, Les Nessman, who was 38 on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Damn it. Jay Stu, 38 for Les Nessman.
Wow, that 38 sticks out to me. I think I'm going to go with Les Nessman here.
Ed?
I'm going Red Fox. What do you want, you big dummy?
Yeah, I mean, this is fucking hard. Red Fox is just one of those classic old-looking dudes. And yeah, he did a lot of yayo back in the day.
Tons.
But also, Sanford and Son is so fucking funny. Red Fox is so funny. The fact that Les Nessman was in his 30s is jarring, but I just can't pick against Red Fox. I like Red Fox here.
Okay, finally, to round out the sitcom bracket, Grandpa Al Lewis, Grandpa Munster. He was 41 years old versus 15 seed George Wendt, Norman Cheers, 34 years old.
Ed?
I'm going Grandpa Munster, 41 years old, and he was a believable-looking grandpa.
Yeah. Look, I want to – Wendt was in his 30s, right?
34.
I mean, Grandpa Al was – he was wearing a lot of makeup, but still, even without the makeup –
like a grandpa.
He looked old as fuck. I'm just to make it interesting, and I mean, legitimately, anybody that's in their 30s that looks that old, I get that he was also real fat. I'm going to say George Wendt just to see what Jason will do to decide it. Jason?
No, I mean, I think the deciding factor here is that the Munster played a character named Grandpa, right?
And, yeah, believably so.
That kind of screws with your mind a little bit. Plus, when you're black and white and you have all that makeup, you could disguise a young man. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this one, and I'm going to give it to George Wendt. That's a ridiculous age.
Big upset.
Wow.
Big
upset. 15 seed. Big upset.
Yep.
All right, we're moving on to the movie bracket, the one seed. He was 50 years old in Cocoon, Wilford Brimley. And he's going against 16 seed Lee Marvin, who was 45 as Major Reisman in Dirty Dozen.
It was always weird that they would put these, guys in the military are like in their teens and 20s, right? Like, I don't, it was,
they need to be fit. They need, needs to be in the best shape of their lives, except for like an occasional, senior officer.
Yes. But. Yeah. I love Lee Marvin. I bet you're a big Lee Marvin fan. And I wish I could let him move on here because he was old. I mean, in his 40s? I think the guy died pretty young, as a matter of fact. But Wilford Brimley is the barometer by which all others are judged. I got to go Wilford Brimley here. Jason?
Yeah, Brim.
Yep. clean sweep.
I
mean,
I thought Cocoon was, I thought we were supposed to think all of them were dirt old. So it was almost like they casted him as a
50-year-old,
knowing he looked that old.
Yeah.
So I need to go with the instincts of the casting people and say Wilford wins it.
Yeah.
Real old.
He's going to – Brimley's going to go against the 8-9 matchup. 8 seed John Lithgow, who is 38 as Reverend Moore in Footloose, or 9 seed Donald Sutherland, who is 43 as Professor Dave Jennings in Animal House.
This one's – who's this one? Is this you, Ed?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lithgow. Sutherland looks old.
Yeah.
But Lithgow really seems like 50. Seems –
Yeah,
he does not seem like a man in his 30s.
I got to agree. When someone is in their, you're telling me someone was in their 30s, like 30s, you are young in your 30s, 38 years old. You're young. I got to go Lithgow here. Jason.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree with you guys. And again, another guy who got a bad, was dealt a bad hand in life with his hair.
With the hair. Yeah. I got to agree there. Yep.
5 seed. Alec Guinness, who was 62 when he played Obi-Wan Kenobi, versus the 12 seed Nicolas Cage, who was 23 as H.I. McDonough in Raising Arizona.
Damn it. I want to go Sir Alec Guinness here, but I did read somewhere that they had to give him a piece of the back end because
he got paid.
Yeah,
he hated it.
He didn't want to do it. He thought it was stupid. So he really cleaned up on those Star Wars movies. Nick Cage, I thought he was a rough looking 39 in those movies. He's in his early 20s. He's basically an infant.
He's 23.
23. That's just such a child. I like Nick Cage in this one. Jason?
So do I. By the way, Bridge Over the River Kwai is an underrated movie.
Yeah, good movie. Yeah.
I go with Nick Cage, and I think that he also agrees with us because you don't start getting plastic surgery at that young of an age if you think that you're aging well. Yep. You know,
that's true.
True. Good point. Yeah. We got the 4 seed. We're going back to the Wizard of Oz. Frank Morgan, who played the Wizard of Oz himself, he was 49 years old. Wow. Going against 13 seed John Candy, who was only 37 as Del Griffith in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Wow.
Ed or Jason? I think it's Jason's turn. Jason?
John Candy is my guy. But it's just, it's just trash. Like, when we talked about John Goodman earlier, I'm shocked that Goodman was able to outlive all that and John Candy succumbed to it. I have to go with John Candy, unfortunately. Great comic, but just was dreadful to his own body.
Yeah. Ed?
I remember the, the Inquirer, whatever, what they said they found in his trailer when he died on the set of Wagon's East. And he was like just down in sleeves at Ritz crackers and shit like that. Like he was just eating anything in sight.
Yeah. Food addiction.
Chain smoker, I heard too.
Yeah.
To keep it interesting, I'm going to say the Wizard. I did not think that man was in his 40s. The Wizard of Oz.
That is tough. I mean, both of these are hard because this John Candy, I mean, what an icon, what a legend. But the Wizard, I mean, he was playing an old man. He was supposed to be, he was the wise old wizard. You figured he was in his 70s. He looked like he was in his 70s. I'm going to go with my tried and true that living to 49 in the 1930s when it was just a miracle. It was you're walking through all that smoke. Plus he was probably getting his balls grabbed by all those little people running around.
Yeah. They were angry.
Yeah. I like John Candy, 37 years old in Planes, Trains and Automobiles. It's just, he looked like he was in his late 50s. I like John Candy to move on.
Okay. 6 seed Abe Vigoda was 51 as Tessio in The Godfather. He's going against John Wayne, the 11th seed, who was 49 in The Searchers in 1956.
Whose turn is it? Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Abe Vigoda, Conan O'Brien had the running joke about Abe Vigoda still being alive, which was always very funny. John Wayne, I mean, he's from Newport Beach. he's one of our own.
I think he died with 60 pounds of impacted feces. Yeah. I think he had a third grader inside of him.
He did. He was a real mess. He was a real man's man, except his name was Marion. I like Abe Vigoda here. Jason?
Recently saw The Godfather again.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went down kind of a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And what, Barney Miller is what he did as well.
Yeah. Yep. Fish.
I think he's like iconically the guy that looks way older than he is, right? Yeah. I mean, that's
his eyes, his sunken eyes.
It's kind of like a Brimley.
And then John Wayne, that Playboy article really ruined his reputation.
For
me.
He was a dickhead.
He'd been dead for 45 years when that Playboy article came to light.
I know. I can't advance him in any.
He's a shitty actor, too.
He was pretty bad.
Very overrated as an actor.
I agree. And a Trojan, and as we can, you know, look, we didn't need OJ to know, fuck all Trojans, fuck the Trojans, fuck USC, fuck your USC dental school license plate frame, fuck your fight on everything, fuck USC, fuck anybody that likes USC, fuck John Wayne.
I'm going to give you a matchup that you're going to think when I read the first name, it's a slam dunk. Okay. And then the second name, you're going to be like, well, let me think about it.
Okay.
The three seed, Pat Morita, who was 52 years old as Mr. Miyagi in The Karate Kid. He's going against 14 seed Lawrence Fishburne, who is 29 as Furious Styles and Boys in the Hood.
I think it's Jason's turn. Jason, this is a tough, tough matchup, but I have my own thoughts that I don't want to share yet. Jason, who do you like here? Miyagi, 52?
29?
He was 29 as the dad in Boys in the Hood.
Furious Styles.
Wasn't his son like 17?
Yeah. Cuba Gooding.
Yeah.
He had him when he was 12, huh?
Yeah,
that's a surprise. I think I have to do that. I like Fishburne here.
Ed?
I'm going Miyagi. A magical looking old man.
Oh, fuck.
52.
I mean, the Fishburne was in his 20s.
He did a lot of cocaine in the jungle with Dennis Hopper on the set of Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. And if you look at him today, he still looks about the same. You know, some people just hit an age and they just stay that age forever. Miyagi playing, I mean, 52. Jason Stewart is 52. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. Miyagi looked 79,
he had to pass for like very old and knowledgeable kind of old.
Yes, 100%. We got to go Miyagi here. Pat Morita.
Seven seed Fred Thompson. When Ed Trudeau in Die Hard 2, 1990, he was 48 years old versus the 10 seed Mark Margolis. 44 years old as the Shadow in Scarface, or 70 as Hector Salamanca in Breaking Bad.
Your pick, Ed. Who do you like here? This is a tough one.
I'm going. I can't believe I'm picking against Mark Margolis because he really looked like shit in Scarface. Really, but we just did Die Hard 2, and Fred Thompson did not look like a man in his 40s. I'm 48.
Yeah, I got to agree. I mean, I want to give it to Mark Margolis because he was the much better actor. Fred Thompson, in case you don't know him, he's a guy that he always played a senator. And then one day Tennessee is like, hey, this guy always plays a senator. Why don't we just make him our senator? And they're like, okay. That said, he's just a classic. He died. And he wasn't even that old when he died. I got to go Fred Thompson here. Jason, you agree?
As an ode to Doug Gottlieb, noted college basketball analyst and host of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, his favorite line of any movie of all time is from Admiral Josh Painter on The Hunt for Red October. As Fred Thompson himself said, the Russians don't take a dump without a plan.
That's right. It's a sweep for Fred Thompson.
Sweep for Fred Thompson. Final matchup in this bracket, the movie bracket. Two seed, Burt Young, Paulie and Rocky. Jason, hazard a guess for that age?
Jason Stewart.
I have to go Paulie on that one.
Well, I haven't even given you the matchup. I'm asking you to guess his age in Rocky.
Oh, shit.
Jason Stewart's hearing impaired.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. That's a good call. Yeah. Since he's in this contest, I'm thinking he's going to be, he's way younger than he should be. I'm going to go with, and Rocky 33.
Yeah.
He was 36 yeah. going against the 15 seed Richard Dreyfuss, who was 27 as Matt Hooper in Jaws.
I mean, look, this is
27.
Yeah.
27 in Jaws.
This is a tough matchup. Richard Dreyfuss is just one of those old, that means in What About Bob, he was in his 30s, right? Like, or early 40s.
He was probably 37. Yeah, probably. That's probably 10 years after Jaws.
That's crazy. But Burt Young, come on. He's one of the all time. I mean, he's got a real shot to win this whole thing. I got to go Burt Young here. Jason Stewart.
Yeah, I agree. Just like with Abe Bogota. I mean, these are standards.
Yeah.
That I thought I was being pretty generous when I guessed 33.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, Burt Young.
Yeah, I'm going Paulie for the sweep. Yep. Our final bracket, the miscellaneous. We've got a plan. Kenny Rogers versus George Jones. Kenny Rogers was 40 as the gambler. George Jones was 30 at his peak. This is for to be the 16 seed.
You look back at... Wait, I think it's your turn, Ed.
I'm going to say George Jones.
Yeah.
And we know some unhealthy living. Yeah. I watched that that Showtime show with him and Tammy Wynette. Yeah. And it was pretty good with Michael Shannon. I'm going to say George Jones looked the worst because they show him in real life. They show some pictures. You're like, Jesus, that guy was in his 30s.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. I'm not rich enough to have Showtime. I would like to watch that show. But I will say this. I'm going to use Jay Stu's logic here because George Jones, I mean, the man's nickname was the Possum. Because he looked like a fucking rodent. He looked much older and he drank a lot of whiskey and did a lot of cocaine. I would encourage anyone to Google his DUI arrest video. It's fantastic. But George Jones, while yes, he looked very old, also hideously ugly. And that's
very ugly.
That's working against him. Kenny Rogers, if you look,
the gambler,
but before that he was in a group. He was pop before he was country. He did that. What Condition My Condition was in.
Right.
He was still had the gray beard as a very young man. Later in life, he got the facelift and the beard was growing from behind the ears.
Oh, that looks so bad.
Yeah. They pulled his face back too far. An icon, a beautiful voice, and a fucking old as shit looking young guy. I like Kenny Rogers here. Jason Stewart, you have the deciding vote.
So you guys will be surprised at this, but I had no idea who George Jones was until I watched that series.
Yeah.
And the series is so good. And the music's good.
Yeah.
That's definitely not my genre, but I like the music.
Tennessee Whiskey. And
I went down a rabbit hole of
what a fucking Jones. Mess that dude was.
Yeah. I consumed a lot of his pictures, his videos.
Yeah.
And he wins this hands down for me.
Yeah.
George Jones, one of the weirdest looking dudes you're ever going to see.
It's fair. It's fair. Now,
the lifestyle is off the charts.
Let me ask you guys a question. Cause he was obviously gifted that beautiful voice. The man could sing. He could really paint a picture with his voice, but at the same time he was stricken with that face. Would you trade the gift of that beautiful voice for that hideous face? No,
he's so ugly.
So ugly. I gotta agree.
He just benefited from Tammy Wynette being abused before he got to her.
Yeah, that's true. But they got divorced and remarried.
That was just a play-in. They're going against a one seed in the miscellaneous bracket. We're talking about 50 years old today, Alex Jones.
A friend of the show, Fan, Austin Local, told me he was having breakfast the other day and he heard a booming voice coming from the breakfast place.
Wow.
It's our dear friend, Alex Jones, 50 years old, younger than Jason Stewart today.
That's insane.
The man is fifth. The man was born in 1973. Alex Jones was born, of course. Wait, who's he going up against?
Well, George Jones.
Oh, the play-in. I got to go Alex Jones here. I mean, he's a classic. Jason?
Yeah.
I mean, God dang it.
Yeah.
It's such a tough one here.
It is. Alex go with Jones your gut.
Such a despicable person.
Yeah.
And I don't think denying that mass murder was good for his aging either.
No, that's true. Neither took is
years off his wife.
Neither is the old granddad his, whiskey. Yeah.
I got to go Alex Jones, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. Alex Jones. Alex Jones is going to be going against definitely someone, you know, Jason, the 8 seed, Travis Rogers, 52 Ooh. Versus 9 seed, Brian Becker, 48.
Whoa. Jeez. Jason, this one's to you, buddy.
Travis Rogers is my age. I don't know. Is he a year older? He's like 52, you say?
Yeah, he's 52. Yeah.
You know what? No, I
have you seen him lately? He's grown that beard out.
It's Becker on this one.
It's white.
I just have to go with Becker on this one.
Son of a bitch.
And here's why. The image that I always get are of him in a video sweating.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could look more unflattering or older than he does in his Instagram stories.
Wow.
So I think the image you give us publicly,
you are a piece of shit.
Makes you advance in this category.
Wow.
You are dead to me. Ed Daly, try your hand, buddy.
Look, I love Travis.
Yeah.
But when you grow out the beard.
Yeah.
And it's not a dark color. It's going to make you look older.
Yeah.
He fought that for a long time, by the way.
Yeah.
He was clean shaven for a long time. In fact, Petros Papadakis said one of the funniest things about Travis Rogers ever. We just met Petros one day, walked in the studio, and Petros went on the air 5 minutes later and said, Travis Rogers looks like he wakes up early on a Sunday to shave.
Yeah.
So Travis, he fought the beard for a long time. I've always been facial hair, and he made fun of me for like goatees and stuff, and now he's all about it.
I will say Travis has he has a beautiful beard. The man drip sex. He's got like a who was the dude that
I'm not saying it looks bad.
No, I get what you're saying.
It doesn't make you look younger.
No, it ages a man. Who was the dude that played Ironsides? Raymond Burr. Trav has a nice Raymond or
you're saying Travis looks like the murderer from Rear Window.
Yes. Yeah. Or remember Orson Welles doing those
ads?
Yeah,
he's yelling at everyone.
Yeah, for that cheap wine that he was obviously drinking. Look, I am the last person to toot my own horn here, but it's just being objective. Going up against Travis Rogers, he looks much older than I do. That's all there is to it. Travis Rogers moves on.
5 seed Ron DeSantis. Today he's 45 years old.
Stop.
12 seed John Oliver is 46 today.
Ed, this one's yours. This is tough.
It's tough. It's tough to separate like the lifts in his boots and stuff like that. All the other nonsense.
Yeah, the weird thing he does with his arms.
But what I would say, I wouldn't say, you know, John Oliver's a pillar of health. Like, it's not like he's jacked or anything. But, you know, Ron DeSantis is in bad shape. And so it really, like, there's more jowly. Yes. He looks older.
Yeah. I got to agree with you. I don't, yes, John Oliver looks like shit. He's also British. But I would guess him, like, in his early 50s. You know, like, he's in my bad-looking 50s, whatever. But this DeSantis, I mean, I don't know. He was running for president. I don't know. I was stunned. It's Ted Cruz level of shocked when I found out this man's age. Ron DeSantis is the older-looking young guy.
Jason?
I think John Oliver, a good litmus test for this contest is, like, if you would have asked me his age, I think I would have been just as surprised if you would have said 59 or 29.
He
has a very indistinct age. I don't know. I think I have to go with DeSantis because of that, because John Oliver is a mystery to me.
I get
we got another play-in. Mm-hmm. James Eckhouse, Jim Walsh in 90210, 35 years old, versus Michael Chiklis, who was 39 in the Shield.
Oh, fuck. Hey, fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus daily choice ads taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.